Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steelers 24, Jets 19. Steelers looking at 3rd and 6 at the Jet 40. They spread them out. Roethlisberger in the shotgun directing traffic. They rush 4. Roethlisberger takes a snap. In trouble. Flush. Coming to his right. Still running towards his right. Going downfield. Caught. Diving catch. Brown. Didn't get touched. Caught it at the 30. Got up and takes it to the 24. What a big first down. Antonio Brown. A gain of 14. And again, Roethlisberger keeps the play alive.
And you can kneel down and win the game.
Roethlisberger under center. Takes a snap. Takes a knee. The Pittsburgh Steelers are AFC champions. 24-19 over the Jets. And they go to their 8th Super Bowl in their illustrious history.
When are we going to hear that sound again? Not just the roar of the crowd after a Steelers win, which I anticipate that'll happen, fingers crossed, 8 months from now. When are we going to hear someone say the Steelers are AFC champions again? That happened, that highlight, that was now 10 years ago. January 23rd, 2011. A decade ago, the Steelers were AFC champs. They were on their way to Dallas to play the Packers in the Super Bowl. Decade later, they haven't been back. They've only played in one AFC championship game since. And I remember thinking back then, they might win this with Roethlisberger still in his mid-20s, late-20s. They could go to more Super Bowls. You know, you got to remember, the Steelers went into that Super Bowl, and Ben had a shot there. Ben had a chance to catch up to Tom Brady. Because Brady and the Patriots had won. They'd beaten the Rams in the Super Bowl. They'd beaten the Panthers in the Super Bowl. They'd beaten the Eagles in the Super Bowl. And they had gone a few years without one. The Spygate scandal had happened. They had lost playoff games. They had lost in the wild card round to the Ravens. That year, the Jets went there and won. Remember that? Can't wait, Craig? Bart Scott?
I do.
Wes
Feels
Welker,
like forever ago.
Talking about Rex Ryan's foot fetish? You think Rex Ryan is still in defeat?
I don't think that's one you shake.
I don't think so either. I think even though the whole world knows Rex Ryan, big feet guy, I don't think he much cares. And it's a good thing I'm not employed by ESPN. Because if I were on a show with him, I'd bring it up all the time. I'd try to work some, just like Welker didn't got himself in trouble for that playoff game. You know, Rex, it's just important for anybody to get their foot in the door right now. You know, that's all you can ask for as an NFL coach. You know, I'd say stuff like that all the time just to really piss him off.
You go to a new team, you got to put your best foot forward, huh,
yeah,
Rex?
Stuff like that. Colony took a picture with Rex Ryan. If I were him, I would have said, Rex, what do you think? You like these sandals, buddy?
That picture is one of my favorite pictures that exists.
You like these thong sandals I've got on right now?
Just like
Rex,
wiggling his toes.
What
and
do you think?
Like, hey, Rex.
I shaved the hair on him. 10 years since the Steelers have been in the Super Bowl. They clinched a trip to the Super Bowl 10 years ago. I said bittersweet anniversary because they lost the Super Bowl, of course. And They haven't been back since. And frankly, this is about as depressed and as pessimistic as I've been about the Steelers since I moved here. Because I feel like they are on the precipice of entering the Steelers' dark ages if they don't make. They can work to avoid that, but there's always a chance that even if they push the right buttons and put themselves in position to bring in the next quarterback, they could just draft the wrong guy, too. I mean, they drafted Mark Malone. They draft Mark Malone. You know, they don't draft Dan Marino. I mean, this has happened before. You know, I guess you can't hold this against Kevin Colbert, but he did in the same draft where Tom Brady was picked. He took a quarterback, and it was T. Martin from Tennessee. So, like, they got the Ben Roethlisberger evaluation right, thank God. But who knows if they'll get the next one right. Craig, do you remember what you were doing for that game? Were you there? Were you at Heinz Field?
No, I was not.
Were you working?
I don't think I was working that game.
It doesn't sound like you were sober because you're not doing a good job of placing yourself.
Yeah, I want to say I was just at home watching the game, but I don't have like a vivid memory of where I was, which lends itself to what you said.
I can tell you exactly what I was doing for that AFC Championship game. I was at my apartment. I was watching the game with Giannotti. And he had to do a post-game show because the radio station had sold an on-location post-game show. Because back then you could go to restaurants and bars and do shows. And a bar wanted us there in case the Steelers went to the Super Bowl. And I remember watching the game with him. That was the late game. The first game was Bears-Packers that day. The Chicago Bears hosted the NFC Championship game. People forget that. Jay Cutler hosted an NFC Championship game. He got hurt in that game, and a backup came in. And the Packers won. And they, like the Steelers, won three road games to get to the Super Bowl as a sixth seed. And I went to a bar to watch the NFC Championship game. Had somebody at the station drive me back to my apartment. I was 24 years old, or 25 years old, so don't give me the whole spiel. Well, Andrew, you should have been professional. There's a big... Back then, professional was a suggestion, okay? That was not something that I thought was an obligation. And, I can remember games for the most part unless I start drinking before they start. And that AFC Championship game is one of them for me. Rashard Mendenhall played great. Pouncey hurt his ankle. And you heard in the clip, Ben Roethlisberger iced the game with a throw to Antonio Brown for the second week in a row. The first playoff game, AB caught one off his helmet against the Ravens. And then he makes that play as a six-round rookie, which is really remarkable. I don't think Antonio Brown really gets enough credit for what he did as a six-rounder and the second receiver they picked in the draft his rookie year when he was probably their fourth option at wide receiver. Or as far as guys who could catch the ball, you had Heath Miller, you had Hines Ward, and you had Mike Wallace on the team back then. So bittersweet that anniversary because, honestly, man, if you said, hey, Andrew, the FanDuel Sportsbook, your buddies over there, they just came up with a really cool promotion. It's a futures bet. It's going to take a long time for this to cash in, but it's risk-free. It's a risk-free $1,000 bet. Will the Steelers go to the Super Bowl in the next 10 years? Yes or no? 2021. Starting next year on. You got a whole decade for them to get there. Bet on yes or no. I would be very tempted to bet on no. Given the great history of this team. I'm not, because you know why I'm not in a good place, Craig? Because over the last decade, this 10-year drought, they had a lot of things line up for them to get to a Super Bowl, and they still couldn't do it. You know, like, it wasn't a 10-year drought where, you know, you were trying to find a quarterback and great players were hard to come by. Le'Veon Bell at one point was the best running back in the league. Antonio Brown was the best wide receiver. Ben Roethlisberger was a top 10 quarterback. And you never went to a Super Bowl. In a league that more and more has shifted towards the offensive side of things, you were using first-round picks on defensive players every single freaking year. And he didn't get to a big game. So, I mean, I know it's Friday, and I'd love to just, you know, turn this Friday show into, you know, hee-haws. This is so fun. It's Friday. It's happy hour early. Everything's great with our sports teams and our sports landscape here. You know, this is going to be a great Steelers offseason. I can't do that. I'm going to watch two championship games this weekend, and it's going to be one of those I know. I can tell you right now. It's going to be one of those situations where I watch those four teams, and it pisses me off because I'm like, I don't have any confidence or belief that the Steelers are going to get to this point anytime soon. Tell me where I'm wrong, America, Pittsburgh, Blonox. I mean, tell me where I'm getting this one wrong here. I mean, we love to reminisce in Pittsburgh. It's a 10-year anniversary of the Steelers going to their last Super Bowl, but it just, like, if anything, it sparks, not because they lost the game to the Packers 2 weeks later. That doesn't really bother me as much as what's gone on here since. And now that shouldn't have been in the last 10 years their only chance to really win a Super Bowl. No other postseason runs. Well, one more where they got to the AFC Championship game. One more. They beat Matt Moore, Dolphins backup quarterback, and Adam Gase was the coach of the Dolphins that day. And they beat the Chiefs and kicked 6 field goals to do it. Craig, I mean, please, speak now or forever hold your peace. If there's something you'd like to do to raise the spirits of the man that is tasked with. My job isn't to communicate warm and fuzzy thoughts. I mean, I'm just here to, I think, tell it like it. You're looking at me with a, I can't tell if you're ready to give me a point that helps.
So I think you would describe me as more on the optimistic end of next year, right?
With the Steelers? For 20? Yes. Oh, yeah. You want Ben back because you think there's a faint hope that you could win with him again.
Yeah, but here's the problem with that for me is that as I see it, it's only next year that chance really exists. I think the longer, if you kept Ben around even longer than that, the more your chances go down. So even in my best case scenario, optimistic glass half full approach, it's next year or bust.
No, it's not even half full. There's one sip left in it.
But for me, it's next year or bust. And even if things do work out like I hope they work out in that best case scenario, that's still no guarantee you get there.
What is your best case scenario for them next year?
That another year removed from the elbow surgery, Ben's elbow's better, Canada's the offensive coordinator, and we see a running game like we did the first 5 games, so that it works.
And they beat the Ravens, Bills, and Chiefs and go to the Super Bowl? You can see that?
Somebody knocks off the Chiefs for them. But that's what I'm saying. Like, my best case scenario is they still need help to get there.
Steelers are AFC champions!
We're not going to hear that again for a long time.
No.
Tell me where I'm wrong.
Roethlisberger under center. Takes a snap. Takes a knee. The Pittsburgh Steelers are AFC champions!
I know. It actually pains me to hear that. That should be a good moment. That should be a moment that takes me back to when I was 25, hanging out with one of my best friends, and just facing, I think we were drinking Modelo's. They were drinking some Mexican-branded beer. You know, new in Pittsburgh, first year in, the Steelers. Yeah, that's, you know, sometimes guys say, you know, we went to the Super Bowl like my first or second year, and I thought you go all the time. That's pretty much what happened to me here. First year I get a job in Pittsburgh, everyone hates my guts. They keep me on the air, thank God. And I'm like, it's okay. I'll have more trips. I'll have more opportunities to talk Super Bowl. They'll probably send me to one. You know, maybe I'll get to meet Joy Taylor at one of these things. You know, those kind of thoughts were in my head before I met Amanda. No, I did go to the Steelers-Chiefs playoff game, so I can say I was at the last playoff game that they won. But that even, the memory of that is even not a great one because the AB Facebook Live afterwards, and then we had to do the show the next day in Cook's hotel room.
Pants on or off for Ron?
For him? I think he like answered the door and like popped his head out, but still had the rest of his body behind the door and was like, I'm naked. But he was just obviously messing with me.
Great for talk radio, my man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure was.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.